Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing these. Our hope is that these little brief podcasts would offer encouragement, some help, and maybe some practical next steps for you. So I'm thrilled you're here today. Well, today on the podcast, I want to take some thoughts that I recently read in a devotional that really rang true in my own heart. And it referred to the way that Jesus brings direction to our life. Now, there's a lot of different things that Jesus says about himself in Scripture, but one of those is found in John 10 and verse 10 when he says, "I am the good shepherd." Now, Pastor Chuck has talked about sheep extensively in the past on Psalm 23, but if you know anything about sheep, they're essentially defenseless animals. They can't really defend themselves. What are they going to do? Just baa at somebody? And so what a shepherd does is a shepherd uses the tools that they have to take care of his sheep, to protect the sheep. So if you think about it, you might use the rod for guarding them or protecting them, or you might use that staff with the little crook in it to rescue them. Well, in so many ways, Scripture refers to us as lost sheep. And so Jesus came to this earth to be our good shepherd. And in a similar way, the physical and earthly shepherd would use tools to guide and guard his sheep. Jesus does that in our life. And there's several different ways he does that. But the first one is, number one, is through his compassion. Jesus has compassion on us. Jesus doesn't beat us up. He doesn't talk down to us. He realizes that we are helpless without him. And so because of that, instead of putting us down, he lifts us up. Instead of hassling us, he brings healing to our life. I mean, he said himself in Matthew 20, verse 28, he said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." He has compassion. Number two, he leads us. Shepherds go first. He leads from the front and he calls us forward. Jesus isn't going to push us through life. He's going to say, "Look at how I lived. Look where I've gone." In fact, in John 10, verse 4, he says, "When he has led out all of his sheep, he walks in front of them, and they follow because they know his voice." Number three, he finds us. Similar to earthly sheep, we have a tendency of wandering away. And when we wander, he doesn't necessarily punish us, but he may discipline us. See, if a shepherd has a sheep that is prone to wander, he has some tools in his arsenal. One thing that he might do is to wrap that sheep's leg so that it can't move, so it has to stick close or even be carried by the shepherd. Well, in a similar way, sometimes God gives us a limp to keep us from wandering. He wants us to live with that limp so that we'll stay close to him. In Matthew 18, verse 12, he says, "If a man has 100 sheep, but one of the sheep gets lost, he will leave the other 99 on the hill, and he will go to look for the lost sheep." Number four, he rescues us. And so not only do we wander sometimes and need to be found, but sometimes we stumble, sometimes we get hurt. Well, when we trust that God can restore us, that he can rescue us, then we learn to run to him every single time we mess up. Matthew 12, verses 11 and 12 says, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not rescue it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep?" And then number five, he will save us. He saves us. It's not our job to save ourselves. Our job is simply to put our hand in God's hand and say, "God, I'm all yours. The good, the bad, the right and wrong, the pretty, the ugly, everything. God loves you too much to ever let you go." In John 10, verse 29, he said, "My Father gave my sheep to me. He is greater than all, and no person can steal my sheep out of my Father's hand." So God guides us. He guides us out of his goodness. He guards us. He protects us. He directs us. He saves us. Nobody else can do that for you. Your job can't do that. Somebody in politics can't do that. Only Jesus can do that. And so today I want to encourage you, would you trust the Good Shepherd today? Would you allow him to bring direction in your life? Well, I hope you have a fantastic day. We can't wait to tell you more about what regathering looks like over the next couple weeks, so stay tuned. If we don't have your email address, drop us a note at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'll be sure to include you in the communication. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.